USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Security is tight in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I think is the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
D.C.'s mayor also extending the city's ban on indoor dining at restaurants through the inauguration, citing security concerns. Many business owners frustrated with the move as they were just starting to get back on their feet. They're calling it overkill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Democratic impeachment claim that President Trump spurred on attacks at the U.S. Capitol by whipping up his supporters into a violent mob is coming under scrutiny as evidence mounts that the siege was not spontaneous but planned well in advance. Court documents showing two of those arrested arrived on or before January 6th, armed with explosives, tactical gear, and caches of weapons. Facebook has also come under fire for failing to remove Stop the Steal pages, allegedly used by organizers weeks and even months ahead of the rally. Regarding that impeachment claim, President-elect Joe Biden is wanting his cabinet confirmed and them also in the Senate to work on impeachment. President-elect Joe Biden talks legislation in a primetime address.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday, with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.